I'm with Derek Reeves down at the Stradey Park Hotel. Derek, to your right there is a hole in the hedge. Carmarthenshire County Council this morning have said they're looking into that as another breach of planning. Obviously, the High Court case went against them. I mean, it's been described as a fait accompli that this is going to happen regardless. We've got various camps here. We've got the left group, we've got the far right group, we've got local groups. You know, we've got people who are saying, look, we're not against asylum seekers. We just want them to be dispersed, you know, somewhere else in different numbers and so on. What's your take on the whole thing? Are you concerned here that this is sort of developing into a really sort of uncontrollable, almost a rant of anger and rage aimed at the asylum seekers? Or do you see it as a wider global issue? Do you see it as a purely local thing here? Do you think this is going to be faced by towns across the UK?
I think it is already being faced by towns across the UK. If you go down the south of England, where they're trying to put them into the RAF camp and things like that, you'll find that there's demonstrations going on down there. But I think they've had a shock at the actual temperature, the actual feeling of the people in Furness and the wider community. All we are trying to do is to stand up, because what we've seen before, wherever they've gone, majority of them are male between 18 and 40, and the actual crime rate in the areas, wherever they've been, has actually exploded.
And where have you got that from? Where did you get?
Everywhere. I don't care what media you go on to. Go on to any one of the BBC. Well, sorry if I mentioned that word. But the actual attitude of the people that are coming across on these boats is, I'm all right, Jack, bugger you.
What do you say to people who are saying, look, this has been hijacked, this campaign here, by some really extreme sort of nasty groups of people? Has it been hijacked in any way?
No, none at all. We've actually been, well, as a member of UKIP, I've been here from the Thursday, I think it was the 3rd of June, I think it was, when the demonstrations actually first started. And according to the Daily Mail, I think it was, that published a piece saying that we were split 50-50 down the middle.
Right.
Well, yesterday we had a bunch of extreme left-wing people who came up from Swansea.
Yeah. When you say extreme left-wing, you're talking about the Black Lives Matter or Stand Up To Racism? Or...
Well, Stand Up To Racism, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
The Socialist Workers' Party, there's some magazine as well that was there. They were represented. They all came up from Swansea. There was only three Llanelli people involved with them. And
but you know yourself, in politics, you know, people will do that. It does happen. Yeah. And they're just stating their case.
Yeah, but what we're saying is, they stood down there. They didn't say anything.
Right.
Or like they did, they started singing and shouting.
But, right.
We completely ignored them. There was about 25, 30 of them. And there was about 400 of us.
Yeah.
So
numbers have really grown then in this particular protest here. Numbers have grown since you first came here.
Definitely. Well, on the first day I was here, I arrived here at 10 o'clock in the morning after the leaflets had been put through the doors notifying people that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
This was before the meeting in Selby Samuel Centre. And from then, it gradually got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And if you look at the crowd that are up here and that are actually around, the 400 people that were here last night, if you look at them, they are from every single walk of life. There's actually homeless people coming here and actually demonstrating.
The issue here now, again, is people are claiming here, is the politicians are sitting on the fence or have done very little. But you know yourself, you know, Neil Griffiths has chased around the owners. The media are being criticised. The media have chased down the links with the Russian investors and so on. I mean, they can't be here all the time, can they, Derek? They've got to be doing some of the background work. And you know, in politics, some of it can be difficult.
It would have been great if we'd have seen one of them here
for
1 minute.
Yeah.
They have not been anywhere near. The only time anybody came here was when we held the march from the town hall up to here, and we saw, I think there was about three councillors involved in the march, and that was it. We've never seen them before, we've never seen them since.
Let's talk about the accusations of police brutality and overuse of force. You, the two officers I saw there, they seem placid, kind-looking blokes. I've seen evidence online, I've seen the arrest, I've seen the lady being banged against one of those vans over head hit in the back of the van and her daughter screaming away.
The little girl was knocked over.
Did you see all that?
I didn't actually see it, I've seen it online. I was up the top there and it actually went off down here.
Right.
I'd been down here about 10 minutes before and there was absolutely no problem at all. But what the police didn't like was the fact that there were people in the road, and all they wanted, they kept on shouting and cursing and swearing. The police were actually swearing at the people.
Do you think there's been overuse of force then?
Yes, I think there has. One of the locals was actually knocked out, spark out.
Right.
Instead of being arrested, he was taken up to the hospital. The person he was with was arrested and taken to Brecon.
Right.
Because there wasn't room in the new place in Llanelli. So
you think a lot of this could be avoided, but do you think the Home Office should concede and realise that this is such a kind of emotive local issue? They have made exceptions in other places where they've changed their minds.
Well, to be quite honest with you, I think the Home Office are riding roughshod over everybody. They don't care. It's not in their backyard, so they don't care. And the police can't really do anything because they are controlled by the Home Office. Down the line, all right, we've got the local police force, but the local police force are actually controlled by the Home Office.
How long are you going to stay here in total?
Until it takes.
Until it takes.
I can't see any more than that.
Many thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome.